Thing you know, I'm a motherless child, I'm a long way from my home. Don't moan so loud, eh, Hanky? So when old soul, you know, begin to moan, you know, she heard you see a train coming in there hollering, you know. After the hollering, you know, she heard the bell blowing, after the bell blowing, she heard it when she cut out. You know, had the train cut out, you know, the old soul got happy, you know, she come up to sing, you know. The train, all right, he don't buy no
some great old blues there for your ears to fill out the hour. That's Book of White from a collection called Mississippi Blues Giant. You heard the Panorama Limited. And Sorrowful Son House from a newly issued collection called Forever on My Mind. You heard Pony Blues. And that was recorded at a college concert. It's just an incredibly intimate sounding show. Not a scratchy, distant tape or any of those things that you might expect. No. Sounds good. I'm sure they've did some modern technology on it, but well worth it. Any little scrap of blues history like that is just invaluable. You know, in Europe, they did a lot better job of documenting those guys in their later days than they ever did here in the States, which is shocking, but it's there. And it won't go away. So getting us up to 4 o'clock. Got plenty more music to do, but I need to stop and tell you this is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLT East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators 246 BA Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220 KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296 EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, and K213 AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM. Stream me on the web at kglt.net. And I see some of my friends out there are dialed in. Alex Piandes and Mark Owen on opposite sides of the country are logged in. And hopefully I can keep them interested. I was listening to Alex's show yesterday, and it cost me money. He played a song that just blew me away. And I badgered him for details and tracked down a copy of the necessary CD compilation. And it's swinging its way to me. That's how it works. You know, I hear these songs and I need to play them. And I need them. I'm not going to play an MP3 I grabbed off YouTube. Nope. Not unless it's impossible to find, but no, I'll track it down. So it's going to be next 2 weeks away. It's going to be a busy week with new stuff. So more to tell you. KGLT is supported by Hop Lounge, Upscale, Casual, Taproom, and Restaurant featuring Fire Roasted Rotisserie Chicken Menu, Vinyl Records, and 50 taps dedicated to Montana. Made craft beer, ciders, and wines. Open daily for lunch at 11:30 a.m. Located in the Barn District off Huffine. Also, Steep Mountain Tea House offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world. Homemade chai lattes, bubble teas, and bulk loose leaf teas. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Located at 402 East Main in Bozeman. And online at steepmtnt.com. Phone 577-2740. And thirdly, Montana Fly Supply, a full service local fly shop specializing in Fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear. Open daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Located 2621 West College and Main Street. And online at bosunflysupply.com. Everything to feed your vice. Yes, I think I tied flies once or twice. I can't remember. It seems like at some point somebody tried to teach me how to do that. Maybe my dad. I can't remember. I never really got into fly fishing. And these days I'm not much into pulling anything out of the river that's living anyway. Okay. Some technology things going on here. It's really great. I'll tell you about it in a minute, but I want to play some music. Guided by Voices has a new record out. It's called Crystal Nun Cathedral. And they put them out so fast I can hardly keep up. It's one of those amazing things. And then they keep reissuing things and all kinds of stuff. I totally missed their fan club thing they had, mail-in subscription thing. For a year, and somebody said there's like 10,000 songs they made available for your subscription. Mind-boggling. But I'm just going to hit you with a couple of favorite GBV songs. They played close by recently, well, Minneapolis, Boise, and Seattle and stuff. But of course, I didn't get to see them. But this is a tribute to Robert Palmer and his high-kicking, beer-drinking band.
Thank you. 3, 4, 1, 2.
Okay, you're going to say, come on, Ron, you played two Beatles songs in the first hour and a half of your show, and both of them were George Harrison songs. That's the way it goes sometimes. I apologize for nothing. So, deal with it. And plus, that's Paul McCartney playing the lead guitar on that anyway, so it's a little less than fully two George Harrison songs, is it? I don't know. Played some favorites there, some rocking stuff. Guided by Voices from their new album, you heard I Am Your Doctor. From a few years back, from Universal Truths and Cycles, you heard Back to the Lake. And that was inspired by an observation by a friend of mine, Bradley Scott, who saw him in San Francisco, I think, just this last week, and said they played that. He was really happy to hear that song, so I thought I'd take that as a hint. The Kinks from a nice old original pressing on a British Pie single, Don't See My Friends, one of the first Indian rock influence songs of the era. I think a little ahead of George Harrison and the sitar, actually. And that was a good one. You know, people forget the Kinks had all those crazy hits in there. And that was one of them. Nowadays, it's reduced to Come Dancing, I think, and Father Christmas. Where'd the Who? Doing Circles from a reproduction of the Reaction single. I don't dare bring up my original Who singles up to the station. I just don't like them leaving the house. And I had to figure out what version I wanted to hear, because there's two versions of that song. There's Circles and there's Instant Party. And Circles came out on the American album, and it also came out on an English single. And then the Who got in a fight with their label and Oh, it's on Brunswick, not even Reaction, Brunswick. I'm confusing myself. Anyway, they recorded it for Reaction faster, and I won't say better, but it's different. I opted for the original one, just a tad slower and a little more psychedelic in the middle, but it's a toss-up. It's a great song, whatever you want to call it. And to make it even more confusing, there's a song called Instant Party Mixture. Don't know what to do about that. Those darn Who guys. They just played the other day, acoustic show, charity acoustic show, and I've watched a couple of songs off it, and they sounded really good. It's Pete and Raj and members of the touring band and members of Ronnie Lane's band from years ago. Really nice. I'd like to see something like that. Is that it? Oh, I'm finishing up with the Beatles. Okay. 4:26, halfway point. Time to get depressed because I know that over the horizon, the show is over. Just started, but, you know, now I have to work towards the end. And that's a whole different brain space I have to get into. So let me tell you, there must be some stuff going on here in town. I need to know what this is.
What motivates an artist to paint hyper-realistically? Find out Tuesday, April 5th at 6 p.m. when the Museum of the Rockies presents Motorheads and Masterpieces via Zoom. MSU professor Jeffrey Conger will speak with artists A.D. Cook and Mark Jones, whose work is featured in the current museum exhibition, Luster, Realism and Hyper-Realism in Contemporary Automobile and Motorcycle Painting. Cook and Jones will talk about the inspiration and passions that drive their eye for detail. Registration and more information can be found online at museumoftherockies.org.
Cook and Jones, weren't they in the Sex Pistols? I think so. Can't imagine they changed careers like that, but that sounds good. Hot rod stuff is always great, and hyper-realism, that's always amazing. I'll have to drift over there and see that. While I'm here, I'm going to focus and tell you a couple things. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Tippett Rise Art Center, where art, music, architecture, and nature merge at the edge of the Beartooth Mountains. Information about the 2022 season at tippettrise.org. And that's on my list of things to do this year. I've heard too many great reports, so going to make it out there. We're also supported by Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. There you go. I'm always digging through my record collection because there's a lot of stuff in there, and I have to remind myself what's in there. And part of that process is putting away what I played the previous show, because that makes me look around. I still haven't mastered the map of my record collection since I rearranged things last year. So that means I fiddle around a bunch before I can find the spot. And this one turned up, an old favorite. Guy's name is Tom Robinson. This is from his second album, and this song is a collaboration with Peter Gabriel. Pretenders from their spectacular debut album called The Pretenders. That was a phone call. Chrissy Hynde and James Hunnaman Scott. Just ripping it up. A tragic band if there ever was. And it still sounds good. That still sounds fresh and new and unequaled, not even by The Pretenders themselves. And, you know, Nick Lowe had produced the single of Stop Your Sobbing. And he knew Chrissy Hynde. She'd been hanging around England for a couple of years. And he just didn't think there was any future in it. He did it as a one-off. Little did he know. So it was, Chris Thomas did the album and did a fabulous job of it. Tom Robinson from his album TRB2, you heard Bully For You. Peter Gabriel from his third album, you heard Not One of Us. And I haven't played those in a while. Neither of them, and they're both great, great tunes. Nice era of music right around then. 70s breaking into the 80s. And U2, sort of a lost single. That's a B-side, Trash, Trampoline, and Party Girl. The A-side is called Celebration, and for some reason, U2 have erased that A-side from their history. that single never came out on an album. I played the B-side off the Best of 80 to 90 compilation, double disc CD, but they couldn't be bothered to put Celebration on there. Don't know. It might be on something. Might be on some other compilation. I don't really know, but a good one. It got away. Where are we? 4:44 and 44 seconds. Really? This is KGLT Bozeman. KGLT is supported this hour by Bozeman Brewing Company, the local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com.
The Bozeman Film Society presents two international virtual cinema features through April 21st. Fear, a comedy drama from Bulgaria, is the story of a strong-willed widow whose simple hospitality breaks barriers of loneliness, closed-mindedness, and fear of the outsider. Playground is another story of conflict, describing different worlds, that of the child and that of the adult, and the coming of consciousness. Tickets are available online at bozemanfilmsociety.org.
Keep 'em flickering.
I mentioned earlier, but I'll say it again. 5 weeks from today, on May 6th, Friday, is the 2022 KGLT Record Fair, Music Fair. If you've been there, you know it's all kinds of stuff. KGLT has a huge stash of vinyl and CDs and cassettes they offer, and the shops show up, and private vendors, independent vendors like myself, bring stuff to offer, and it's good fun. I always scour around and find a couple things myself, and there's plenty to be had. I'm always amazed what people are carrying around that they found. I'm envious, but I can't own everything, and a lot of happy faces at the record fair. So be there. I think it's a daytime event. I'm not sure what the start time is. I'll check. It could be before noon, but it'll be midday. And I have a lot of stuff. I've been pricing and cleaning records for weeks in anticipation of this. So be prepared. It's something fun. And unique down for Southwest Montana. There's no other record fair around. Missoula has one, but not down here. And if it was like last year, we'll see shop from Billings and around Bozeman and Missoula. I'm counting on seeing my friends turning up and putting stuff out. Mark it on your calendar. Hopefully we'll do another one in the fall, but this one's happening for sure next month. And speaking of the vinyls, I got some.
Dreaming strands of nightmare are sticking to my feet. It's time to wake up and throw away the last remaining sheet.
Sunlight sliding down my back and dripping on the gray. It's time to watch the dawning light reveal the morning way. Dreams are fading.
When will I forget? empty browns and greys. The coldness chilled my face. The stillness filled the space. Come the winter, she has gone. I wish I'd never met her. When will I forget her? Turn away and wander home. Take the same old road alone. Maybe she still lies there. Tell me if she cries. Shadows dark and bare. There is a glade somewhere. We go there just to lie beneath the summer skies. Come the winter, she has gone. I wish I'd never met her. When will I forget her? She has gone. I wish I'd never met her. When will I forget her?
One, two, three, four.
Something in the way she moves, or looks my way or calls my name, and it seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, or troubled by some foolish games, then she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now, almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. And I feel it isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks, or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they are. I like to hear them best that way. It doesn't matter what they mean. Well, she says them mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now, almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. And I feel fine. Every now and then the things I lean on, they lose their meaning. And I find myself careening into places where I should not let me go. Now, she has the power to go where no one else can find me, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. what she's got to say, or how she thinks, or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they are. I like to hear them best that way. It doesn't matter what they mean. Well, she says them mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell she's been well.